Let's talk about scheduling. What the heck does that have to do with intuition, you might ask? Well, we're going to discuss that on today's Intuition for Changemakers show. I'll guide you through some exploration that will hopefully have you inspired to find time for creating more happiness.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you remember that a world on fire is also a world ripe for solutions? Do you feel committed to gorgeousness in your life, this world, and for those who inhabit our planet? Did you know that already inside of you, you have the perfect tool to help you navigate these times, adding positively to your life and the world? Friends, here is the great news. Intuition works at lightning speed, and you were born with it. It's the internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive brilliance for more than a decade. Join me each week on the Intuition for Changemakers show for true stories and tools that will inspire you to harness your intuitive birthright to heal, shine, tend, and nourish yourself and this world. Hello, welcome to the Intuition for Changemakers show. I love to start out the show by a shout out to a person who has taken the time to give me a shout out about the show, partially because they mean so much to me, and partially to encourage you to give a shout out too. I love hearing from you. After last episode, episode 88, entitled What Psychics Know That You May Not, where I tell some more pieces of my husband and I's love story, I got a message from Stephen who said, "Wonderful podcast, exclamation points. Happy almost anniversary." Thank you. I also, not too long ago, got a text from a listener through the text, the podcast option that's available on your podcast platform, that said, "Good morning. I would love a link to purchase your book from the Vashon bookstore." This was from someone in Port Townsend, Washington. I have two things to tell you all. One, if you use the text to podcast option, I can read your text, but I have no way of replying to you. I can't even see your number. Number two, the links I have in the show notes for my book on the last episode are to an online platform that supports Vashon Bookshop. I will also put that link again in today's show notes. So go to your podcast platform, episode notes, and you can get it there. You can also find this same link on my website under my books page. If you don't know already, there is a great online store called bookshop.org. If you buy the book on this platform, any book, you can specify that a portion of the profit or the proceeds will go to support a specific local bookstore. So that way you can order online at your convenience and still be supporting local bookshops. So my links already have Vashon Bookstore chosen. In this way, you don't even have to be on Vashon to get a copy that is supporting a real local bookstore. Okay, as always, thank you for your texts and for reaching out. I've said they mean a lot to me. Let's talk about scheduling. What the heck does that have to do with intuition, you might ask? Well, here's what. How we spend our days makes up the vibe of our life. If you think of your life like a painting, what you are doing with your time, that's the colors. What is your most soothing color? Think of that right now. I would probably pick maybe a blue-gray color. That sounds relaxing to me right now. If I was painting my time, the things I do with my days, for my family life, I would pick an orange color. That time is very active. It's accommodating others' needs. It's not usually a sit down and kick up my feet kind of time. My kids are homeschooled, so there's always something going on there. Some need to meet, someone that needs help with something, or even a ride to crew or theater or what have you. For my work, for the time that I spend doing my work, I would pick probably a teal or some sort of a pink, like a violet pink. That is, it's kind of hard to describe the color, like sort of a magenta maybe. I don't know. These colors just feel right to me the most right now. And the writing, the readings, the teaching, those are the things that live in my blood. Those are the colors I feel as though I am without trying at all, at least right now. That could change. So what are your colors? There is no right or wrong in any of this. You can change later too. For example, what is the color that you might choose to depict your work? It will probably be different than mine, depending on the vibe of what you do and what you get out of the time that you are at work. So maybe if your work feels like the thing that you do just to make money and not something you love, the color might be green. Not necessarily green for money, but green for growth, because it allows you to nourish other more vibrant parts of your life. I don't know. You decide. This is just an example. It's your painting. It's your internal directory. There is no right or wrong, as I've already said. I will be quiet for a moment or two so that you can think of some colors for the activities of your life. And you can pause the show if you are listening to the Intuition for Changemakers show in podcast form. So think of what colors you might denote for the different activities of your life. So now that you have a few colors picked out, I want you to envision your days like a bar graph. You can picture the days of the week on the bottom of the graph set, the horizontal. The hours of the day are on the vertical line. The time spent doing different things is like a column, only the makeup of the column of each day is different colors. The colors you have chosen to depict your life with right now. If you look at your bar graph depiction of your life right now, how much color is there each day for the activities that keep you centered? So on the Intuition for Changemakers show, we started out this year by building a ladder. At least that's how I have referred to it. I started out describing the activities that I feel are the most useful, the most vital for building inner strength and equanimity. Because we know that can feel scarce when we are living in a time period with so much upheaval. Exercise and meditation are the highest impact activities I know for centering and making a life feel more satisfying, less stressful, more peaceful, and happy. So in looking at your bar graph, are there moments for you? Are there moments for you in which you have blocked off time to do centering activities. Those activities that help make you feel relaxed and calm and centered within your being. For example, given what you know about me if you are a regular listener, or what you just heard about me now, I would color my exercise and my meditation, prayer, journaling time with a relaxing color because these activities put me together. They bring me back together if I have fallen apart, and they keep me together when I am plodding along in life feeling pretty good anyway. Like every morning, my son and I take our puppy on a walk. It's relaxing. We chat. I like being outside. I love watching the trees in bloom at this time of year. We have a spot that we stop and sit in these swings for a bit together. It's soothing. Later, when I've gotten my kids' schooling activities squared away with them, I go down to my studio and have time to myself and or to work for a while. These are examples from my own life. You will have your own, obviously. The important thing is, in looking at your bar graph of time, can you connect the dots, or are there soothing colors in a line even in which you see that every day, either erratically or at the same time of day, you see soothing activities or centering activities being done? I love it when my soothing, calming, internal centering time is toward the morning. I like that. It sets a foundation for my day. Maybe you love your evening time. Maybe you are a get into bed early kind of gal, or you love your lunch hour in the sun. My question is, do you see a foundation of or enough of a pattern of time spent doing soothing, centering things? Because here's the deal. In a world on fire, in a world in the process of deep transformation, to stay stable, to stay steady, to remember that you have an inner foundation that is not dependent on outer circumstances, you are going to need time for these activities, these centering and soothing activities. It doesn't matter where yours are in your day, or even if they are consistently in one time of day, though I would highlight that consistency in time of day does create another kind of support for you. Because, for example, your body will start to crave a certain activity at a certain time. And that can be helpful when you are establishing or practicing nourishing habits. Nonetheless, look at your bar graph, the one that depicts the days of your life. Is there a consistency of joyful activities, things that you do that feel joyous to you? Is there consistency of centering activities, things, practices that help you find inner stability even in a chaotic world? Your intuition is stronger when you make time for these things. Chaotic times or not, that is true. It's like practicing a language. The language is time for inner knowing, time for silence and dreaming, and or focus on inner stability. If you have a consistency, you will be able to start to see a pattern in how these activities, these colors, make up and shape your life. You have a lot of leeway and an immense amount of power in how you shape your life, the colors you paint with, And despite outside circumstances, outside obligations or occurrences that you may not be able to completely reshape, you still do have the ability to choose to paint or not with certain colors. So for example, you may not be able to change the phase or the chapter you are in your current life. Like maybe your kids are small and they have a need for more of you right now. Maybe your costs are large and require more time or more salary. Or times when a family member is ill or extra healing is needed in some way. Maybe you can't change all of the details and obligations you have, especially not at once. But you can change whether you prioritize painting with certain colors, to keep with our analogy. And by that, I mean doing the activities that make you feel joyful or centered or alive. I recently bumped into a girlfriend on the ferry that I hadn't seen for a while. When I asked her what was most interesting to her about her life right now, she told me that she had returned to horseback riding, something that she had done as a girl and now picked up again in her 60s. Her eyes were alight when she described it to me. She was radiating joy and vitality. You could tell it was really nourishing and inspiring to her to be back on horses again. When I teach meditation as an intuitive tool in my Solutionaries program, which if you don't know, it's a year-long program that I offer once a year starting in the fall, where I teach all the tools I know, love, and use. And we meet twice a month on new and full moons for a whole year to circle up and discuss and dig in so you can master these tools and you have time to process them and think about them and be in community and ask questions and really just get the tools on a deep level. You have time to integrate and practice these tools while we're together. Okay, I digress, but you should know about that. So when I teach meditation as an intuitive tool, one of the first things I say to my students or suggest to them is get out your calendar. Like literally, look at your day planner. Look at the shape and rhythm and the waves of your days. Look for the moments that either already have an opening or could. One of the hardest things about starting a regular meditation practice is finding a time or a way to be consistent. So I suggest to my students that they immediately get out their calendar and look for a spot where they might put anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes of a regular meditation practice. I always encourage them to start small if they need to, because some time is better than nothing, and even a little bit helps. It also begins to grow naturally once you know what it does for you. For example, when I was in my 20s, I once worked a temp job answering phones at some place of business. I can't even remember what they did. Every day, I had a lunch period. I think it was an hour long, but it could have been 30. I can't remember. What I do remember is that every day during that time, I meditated. I left the building. I drove to a beautiful spot nearby and meditated. I used the opening that already existed to place something important to me in it. Sometimes there isn't an obvious opening, and that is where you have to finagle a bit or prioritize. For example, if you want to feel better, if you want to feel good, connected, joyous, you can't leave no opening or zero time for the activities that make you feel this way and expect that that will be your experience. If you want to feel connected, centered, attuned to your soul and its needs, you have to make time for listening to it. You've got to use the power of free will that you have in your life to prioritize these activities, these colors, to use our earlier example. So, for example, you may need to choose to get up a few minutes early to sit in bed and meditate before you get out of bed. You may need to put scrolling or the news on hold until you spend a few minutes with your journal first. You could choose to elongate a daily ritual you already do, like morning tea or coffee, and marry it with a centering technique, breath work, or sitting outside and watching the trees, whatever you wish. Happiness is work, friend. It takes scheduling. The best kind does anyway. The kind that is consistent instead of erratic. Hearing from your intuition is easier and stronger and more readily available if you are making time for certain activities. Do you see what I mean here? I hope so. This is Aimée Cartier, and if you just joined us on the radio, you are listening to the Intuition for Changemakers show. So scheduling, in the end, has a whole lot to do with your intuition, because what you do with your days, with your time, makes up the color of your life. I recently did an interview with Grace McCrae on the Inspired Island show, and she was mentioning the feeling or the thought or the wondering she had that intuition may be more elusive to people right now than before. That was what she was wondering about. She asked me if I thought that that was true. First, I have to say that intuition is something you are born with. You can't lose it. It doesn't go away. Although it is true that when you focus on something, give it your conscious energy or awareness and attention, it does become more prominent. In this case, it feels to me more like recognizing what is already there. But I did say that if you are thinking about the way the current tendency humans have to fill our every waking moment or day with the influx of information, the news, social media, or even just back-to-back constant activities, then yes, that could feel true. In our age, there are a lot of things that not only compete for our time, but fill it like a balloon, like social media, for example. You just click on it and all of a sudden 30 to 45 minutes of your life have gone by watching strangers and what they're doing or what their thoughts are or their what they did this week. It may be true that when you are plugged in all of the time, when you don't leave any time for silence or rest, if you are always on the intake and never on the silence or spaciousness or contemplation, it's probably going to feel harder for insights to come through to you, because it's like the record is playing full blast in the room all the time. Where is there time for you to hear the tiny whisper of insight? When is there time for you to feel the inherent connection between you and Source? When is there time for you to notice that you and the universe are in cahoots? You might not be able to. The drum is always beating full blast in the room. Your moments may be carried and shaped constantly by the loud piano melody of the activities you're doing instead of the spaciousness and magic and insight that also lives earthside and within you. But I also mentioned to Grace that I feel that intuition is more important than ever right now. It's the sense above all others that connects us to peace, to our right road. And by that, I mean the one that is most satisfying to your soul. And I talked about that in episode number 86. So you've probably already gathered that I highly suggest you put time for any intuitive practices, for any centering activities, for any joyous, vibrant experiences as a through line in your calendar. It's a choice you are not going to regret. It's also one that is going to help you navigate this time on earth in more steady and miraculous ways. Okay. You know I love hearing from you. You can send the show a text, as I already said, on your podcast app. When you click on the show episode, you'll see the words, "Send us a text." You can also reach out to me via my website, aimeecartier.com, or if you are already on my mailing list, my email list, you can reply to an email that you've gotten from me. You can get on my schedule for a reading. You can take one of my self-study or group classes. Intuition for Changemakers self-study course is launching soon, so jump on my list if you want to be on the wait list for that. I'll put a link in the show notes. I'm here for speaking at your organization or company. I recently did a training for activists in my community called Intuition for Activists. I'm here for it. I'm here for as many people as possible understanding the immense power of their own intuition. So thank you for listening. Thank you for taking your time to be here today. Because in a lot of ways, I consider this time that you are taking time for you, time to sharpen, time to understand, time to hone the fact that you have so much brilliance and so much goodness inside of you. You matter. You are not alone. We are here together. As you are, you are enough. All my love. This is Aimee Cartier. Thank you for listening. Are you looking to take advantage of, to grow deeper in relationship with your own inner wisdom? Well then, I've got a self-study course that is going to be really useful for you. It's called How Do I Know If It's My Intuition? Self-study course. In it, you'll learn your intuition's number one tell, what to expect from your intuition so that you can recognize it, what to do if fear is holding your reins, and we'll bust through some of the myths that hold people back from listening to their own inner wisdom so that you can get rid of that and get right to the goods, what it has for you. In today's world, your intuition is more important than ever. All the details for this are at aimeecartier.com/knowintuition or in the link in the show notes. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.